Welcome to the Heavenly Warriors Radio Network, training people all over the world to fight spiritual darkness and wickedness in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 6:12. The Lord says, His people perish for lack of knowledge. Heavenly Warriors is dedicated to spreading the knowledge of the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're tired of being a human punching bag for the devil, and you're hungry for more Holy Spirit power in your life, stay tuned. Hi, this is Minister Rick Bell from HeavenlyWarriors.com, and I wanted to share something with you today as an ongoing part of my training series with many of you who contact me are interested in doing deliverance ministry, and you're trying to help people in your area, and you're trying to learn how to do some of that. So one of the recent deliverances I did, I happened to record it. I don't always do that, but I did for training purposes on this particular one, and I want to play that segments of that today. Again, it's been redacted to protect the person's identity, but I want to tell you about some things and how that works. First of all, let me tell you about myself. So if you don't know, if you've not followed me on some of my radio appearances and heard my story, I have a background in law enforcement. In fact, I was a decorated police officer. I was in law enforcement for 10 years, and I received commendations. I was actually an instructor at the East Texas Police Academy. I was a teacher of self-defense and some specialty things. I traveled around the state of Texas actually teaching at other police departments. So I'm well-versed in law enforcement. And that, as a law enforcement officer, you become very skeptical. In other words, you're trained to be suspicious. You're not easily fooled. So I say all of that to put in context what I am telling you, what I'm teaching you. This is not some hocus-pocus, smoke and mirrors thing that I thought would be really interesting to try to pursue as a hobby, demonized people, possession. No. This is real. I saw this as a police officer. I, drove in the police car, had the radio, had the guns, made the calls, made the arrests, and you would routinely, if not every day, deal with demonized people, some of them severely demonized. Sometimes there would be a small person, maybe 120 pounds, who would have supernatural strength, who could throw police officers around, big men. And this was all part of that demonic thing. So as you listen to this, I want to tell you a little bit about this. First of all, again, the young lady in the deliverance contacted me for help. And this young lady happens to be in Australia. I do deliverance ministry over Skype. If you know what Skype is, that's a way you can communicate over the computer and you can get face to face with people. So this is a Skype deliverance. Her name I've taken out on purpose because I don't want her to be identified for obvious reasons. But the point of all this is you probably know someone just like her. You probably work with someone who's demonized. Probably live down the street from someone who's demonized. In fact, you may even be married to someone who's demonized. Now, I'm not saying that to shock you. I'm telling you the truth. The demons that people carry around with them sometimes can stay cleverly hidden until when they want to come up, then you see glimpses of them. Now, in this particular woman's case, she wanted deliverance. So a person often has to want they always have to want deliverance before they can get free, but they usually need to be somewhat open to deliverance before the demons will actually come up and show their ugly selves. Now, you'll see traits and tendencies of the demons in the activities that these people will engage in, the lying, the deceit, the, you know, whatever, perversion. But they'll rarely ever come up until a deliverance minister is present. And this happens often when a person who carries an anointing for deliverance ministry for whatever reason comes into a room, oftentimes these people will begin to manifest. And this has happened in my ministry many times and other deliverance ministers also. I'll tell you a couple of more things. The person's voice you'll hear in this recording, she has a very sweet and kind demeanor and nice voice. But when the demon speaks, it is in an inhuman voice, an animalistic type of growl. Now, this goes on for, I think, 25 or 30 minutes. I'm going to let you hear the most of the whole thing. And again, this recording has not been altered or enhanced in any way other than to take her name out, to cut out a couple of places where I used her name. Other than that, nothing's added to this. This is the lady's voice, but it's not her voice. It's the demons inside of her. But I wanted you to hear how real this is. Now, you'll hear from time to time that as I do the prayer, as I do the deliverance prayers, sometimes she will come up and come up. What I mean by that is her personality will come up and the demons will go back down, and she will communicate with me and tell me what she's hearing from the demons. Now, this is an important part of deliverance. When you're praying for a person, you need to be able to maintain contact with them, because they are going to hear things. They're going to hear things that you may not hear. They're going to hear them inside their spirit. The demon's going to reveal things to them, because when the demon begins to go through the deliverance process, they are being pressed. In other words, the power of the Holy Spirit and the angels of God are pouring into this situation, and they're putting the demon in very much discomfort and very much stress. And out of that, the demons are going to sometimes panic and cry out and give you information that you need. So you'll hear her say some things to me throughout this about the various demons who are beginning to identify themselves. Now, this is a training tool that's going to allow you to actually hear demonic voices and sounds that basically are impossible for human beings to make. Again, this tape's not altered in any way. This is the real thing. This just came straight off of my computer. I just hit the record button. Now, here's a warning. This is an audio recording, and this is a real demonic encounter and a deliverance. When some of you hear it, some of you may feel a stirring in your spirit. Now, if you feel this stirring, it's simply because the recording is a spiritual thing. There is spiritual warfare going on, and it is going to touch a nerve in some of your spirits, which is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it just means that your spirit is alive and active. All right. So many of you are going to start to feel goosebumps, or, you know, whatever you feel when you start to listen to this. So I encourage you to pay attention to that. Now, if demons begin to manifest in you while you're listening to this, you need to cast them out by the blood of Jesus. Now, you're saying, oh, demons in me? Let me just tell you, none of us are immune from it. None of us. And I'm not telling you, you know, that this thing's going to call demons out of you. But if it starts to happen, I want you to know what to do. If you start to manifest, if they start to come up, they may have never come up before. But when you start listening to deliverance things, sometimes those demons will start to come up. And that is a good thing. Do not try to avoid that, because that's good for you to get them out. Now, what you'll need to do is just, again, cast them out in the name of Jesus. If they tell you they don't have to leave because they have a legal right, and they may, you need to ask them, what is that legal right? Make them tell you in the name of Jesus, what right do they have to stay there? In other words, what's the sin that allowed them to come in and allows them to stay there? Once you realize that sin, renounce it, ask for forgiveness, and then cast them out. And don't go back to that sin. Don't re-embrace it. So anyway, I'm going to play this recording for you. And again, the only thing that's changed is I took out the woman's name to protect her privacy.
We're going to attack this thing. Are you ready to pray?
Yeah, I am.
Holy Spirit, we call on you now to direct and guide every word that's going to come out of my mouth to minister. You foul spirit that has attached itself to her back, your kundalini spirit, and every spirit underneath you, I command you now to loose her, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask Jesus that you send angels right now in Australia, that the angels of the Lord smite those demonic spirits and begin to run the swords through them right now, fiery angel swords. Yes, start to come out. Come out of her right now, angels of the Lord. I ask that Jesus send and dispatch you right now. That's spirit that's attached to her spinal cord, loose her and let her go. Yes. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her, loose her and let her go. Every spirit that has sat, yes, you come out in the name of Jesus. Angels, escort them to the pit. Angels, escort the demons to the pit. Send them to the pit. You demons that are in her mind, that have attacked her mind, you come out of her. Spirit of confusion, out, 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 in the name of Jesus, out, out, out. Holy Spirit, send angels of the Lord to smite that demon. Smite him with a, yes, smite him with a flaming sword in the name of Jesus. Out, out of her, come out of her. You spirit that's attached to her heart. Yes, out, 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 every foul spirit. Yes, out, out, every foul spirit. Every spirit of perversion, out of her, out of her. Holy Spirit, send angels right now. Send angels to deal with you, principality. You fallen one. You fallen one. Come out. Come out. Release her. Yes, you have. You must release her in the name of Jesus. I speak with the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Nazarene. Yes, the Nazarene commands you. I lay my hands on her in the spirit. There is no different distance in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, that spirit in her belly. Yes, out, 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 Satan, out, out, demonic spirits that have attached to her female organs. Out, 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 out. Come out. I command you out in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ commands you. Come out of her. Holy Spirit, I ask that you have angels. Take these demons to the pit, never to return. You demons going to the pit. Release her. Release her. Come out. Come out of her vocal cords. Out, 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 out. Out of her. Out of her now. Out of her. Quiet that I see. Out, out, out. Out, out, every one of you, go. Go now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit, out. Every spirit that's attached to her muscular, yes, yes, yes. Every, her bone structure. You spirits of infirmity that have attached to that. You spirit of pain in her heart, her chest area, out in the name of Jesus. Angels of the Lord, I ask that the Holy Spirit that Jesus sends you now to smite those angels, those demons, smite them in her heart. That chest, yeah, out, out, out. Force every one of them. Angels of the Lord, command. I command those demons out, and I ask the angels to enforce with their flaming swords right now. Flaming swords. The word of God stands against you, Satan. Release this servant.
Yeah.
I break every curse, every spell, every hex, every root, every herb, everything that every candle that was burned against her.
Amen.
Every curse that was set in action against her, Kobara Shambara, you spirit of calamity, I bind you. I bind you, you spirit of calamity, out, out, out. You spirit of accidents, out. You spirit of headaches, spirit of migraine headaches, out of her. Loose her, let her go. No more, no more. Loose her, let her go. Angels of the Lord, I ask that you smite that spirit of migraine headaches, that spirit of headaches that's attached to her. Come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Loose her and let her go. Porashim, spirit of cancer that's attempting to attach to her. Attempting. In the name of Jesus, you are bound. You are hereby bound.
They have said that in the past, you know. They were trying to make me afraid.
Yes, 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 yes. It's all a lie. Holy Spirit, I ask right now that you activate. Yes, activate her. Demons out. Miracle. Anointing for healing. Come in. Take over her body, Holy Spirit, right now. Invade and fill those voids inside of her where these demons are coming out. They are bound. They shall not return. In the name of Jesus, we close every door, every gateway. You demon in charge, what is your name? What is your name?
Luciferian.
Luciferian. Luciferian, in the name of Jesus, the angels of the Lord, the Most High God, smite you now in the name of Jesus. And Luciferian spirit, you out. Out in every spirit that's under you. Yes, every spirit that's under you, come out. Come out. Every spirit under you, Luciferian spirit, out. Every demon under you.
We have two commanders. We have two commanders. We're not all under Lucifer. One is under Lucifer. The other is under Abyss.
Abyss. Abyss. Abyss. You are commanded to come out and bring everyone with you. Everyone under you, Abyss. You spirit of Abyss. You come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of the cross of Calvary spills on your head right now. The fire of the Holy Spirit in the form of an angelic sword. I call on the angels of Jesus. Abyss, out. Out, abyss. Out, out. Out, Luciferian. Abyss.
Death is present still.
Death, come out in the name of Jesus. Death, your assignment is canceled. Out of her, death. Out of her. Let go of her throat. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go of her. The inside of her chest. Let go, death. Let go. Let go of her lungs. Let go of her rib cage. Come out. I see you coming out right now. Yes, out, out, out. I see a yellow substance coming out. Out of her, out of her, out of her, out of her. Spit it out. Out, out, out. All the power of the host of heaven is aligned against you, Satan. By the Holy Spirit, Jesus is ministering. Jesus, the power, the blood, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Yes, demon. Listen. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask you to torment the demons with this song about the blood.
Yes.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Out of her abyss, out of her death, out of her kundalini, kumbara shatan, every spirit under you, out, 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 abyss, now. The angels of the Lord escort out, out, out. The blood of Jesus commands you, out, out. In the authority of Jesus Christ, out of her now. Come out now. Luciferian, out now. Out. Abyss and every demonic force under you, every demon under your command, out.
Amen.
All the gatekeepers, out. Out. Out of her. Release Alinda. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her and let her go. Loose her. Loose her, loose her, loose her now. Loose her and let her go. Loose her. Luciferian, out. Abyss, out. Death, out. 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 Out, death. Out. 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 Out, death. Out, in the name of Jesus, out. Out. Come out.
No.
Yes, come out. Release her now. The blood of Jesus commands you. She is a surrendered child of the Most High God, Jesus, the Nazarene, the Nazarene. Come out. You're defeated. Out, out, out. Loose her.
I am coming out.
Come out. Out, out, out in the name of Jesus. Out, out, out. Now, now. Now, you must come out. You have no choice. You must come out. Out, death, out. Out of her, out of her. You spirits of confusion, spirit of nonsense, come out. Come out, spirit of nonsense, out now. Yes, out, 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 out. Out of her now. Spirit inferiority, out. Out. Dumb spirit, out. Out in the name of Jesus, out. Shaman, you spirit of pharmakeia out of her, out of her, out of her, out of her. Those drugs she took, out of her, out of her. Holy Spirit, I ask for angels right now, for those remaining demons, that you torment them with the flaming sword. Torment them. Torment them. Every demon remaining in Alinda's body is hereby subject to torment. The blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses you, washes you.
Don't torment us, please.
Yes, come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, the blood, come out of her. You have, out. You are evicted out of her. Out, Jesus, Jesus, it washes white as snow. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Now out of her, every demon that's clinging, that's holding on, that's hiding, all of those demons hiding behind abyss.
Yeah. Before, out abyss. A little while ago, I don't know how about now, maybe it's all the same, I don't know, but a little while ago, they said they were war. They said, we're war, and terror. Terror. So I don't know if that's all having to do with a beast kind of thing. And they said in the past, we came in through a seal of hate. A hate seal, you know? Well, that's all old news, but, well, I just tell you the truth, what they said.
Yes. Spirit of war. Demonic war. Out. Spirit of terror. Out. War and terror. Out. Terror. Out. Spirit of hate that entered, out. Angels of the Lord, I ask that you, right now, begin to torment the spirit of war, the spirit of terror, the spirit of hate. Demons, out of her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose her, and let her go. Loose her, kindness.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Once again, this has been an excerpt from an actual deliverance that I did last week. Actually, it was this week. And this is common. This is the way it almost always goes. This is not an unusual isolated incident where these sounds just came out. It's always this way. Almost always. 99% of the time. If the demons manifest, this is how they manifest. And they manifest in almost everyone who's genuinely seeking deliverance. Now, if someone is not really wanting deliverance and they're allowing these spirits to stay with them, maybe they've become comfortable with them. Maybe it's a spirit of pride that they've become comfortable with and they're quite happy to let it live in there. Then it's hard to dislodge the things. But they will stir up if the deliverance minister addresses them directly and there's a power available, an anointing available for deliverance. They'll even show up then. But this is very common. This is not unusual. This is not some special case. This is a truly run-of-the-mill demonic deliverance. And I just wanted you to be able to hear that, because if you've never heard anything like this before, it's eye-opening. And again, none of it's made up. None of the recording is altered or doctored in any way. This is exactly what came across the Skype recording from this young lady in Australia as I was face-to-face with her on Skype. So, hope this is a blessing to you, and I hope this in some way has trained you and taught you some things that you may not have known. Encourage you to know that there is help out there. There's help available. If you feel you need help with deliverance, feel free to contact me, heavenlywarriors.com, Minister Rick Bell. My email is rickteaches@aol.com. That's rickteaches@aol.com. God bless you.